Being a witness. In this practice, we will learn to be a witness, a neutral spectator, and observe the body, breath, and thoughts. Simply being, without reacting or participating in the physical, breathing, and thinking processes, has a significant effect. You will feel it in this practice. Let us begin. Remove all heavy jewelry and watches. Loosen any tight clothing. Then lie down in Shavasana or the corpse position, or sit in a firm but comfortable chair. Keep the head, neck, and spine aligned in one straight line. You may need some head support, a cushion under your head so that it just reaches the top of the shoulders. Roll the shoulders up and drop them down gently. Keep the chin away from the chest. If you're lying down, keep the arms on either side of the body, palms facing up, or keep them on your chest or belly. If you're sitting, let the hands rest on the thighs or stack the palms in your lap. For those of you lying down, keep the legs a hip width apart and turn the ankles out. If this is not comfortable, bend the legs at the knees and place some support under the knees. Use whatever support is needed for the back in both the lying down position or the seated position. For those of you sitting, keep the knees in line with the hips. The ankles are directly under the knees and the feet flat on the floor with toes aligned and facing front. Feel the body. Does it feel symmetrical in length on either side of the spine? Is the weight evenly distributed? Make any final adjustments that may be necessary to get the body to feel very comfortable. We will now begin to release tension from the body. Let the fingers and thumbs be loose. The hands and wrists soft and heavy. Elbows loose. Both arms heavy and limp. Both shoulders sinking toward the floor. Face soft. Forehead relaxed. Temples soft. Eyes moving deep within. Eyelids soft and heavy. Relaxed. Jaw slack, tongue loose, no expression on the face. Head dissolving into the floor. Chest open and soft. Belly soft and open. Hips dissolving and spreading into the floor. Thighs, knees, ankles, loose. Feet and toes, soft and heavy. Both legs heavy and limp. The whole body melting into the floor. The whole body quiet, soft, limp, heavy. Observe this whole body as a spectator. A clinical observation of the body. You are the object of observation as well as the observer. Be intensely aware of the whole body, the surface of the whole body, as you feel the entire surface of the skin. The feel of the clothing against the skin. Feel the air against the skin as well. Feel the hardness of the support under your body and the intense awareness of the points of contact between the body and the support, between the head and the support, the neck, shoulders, arms, hands, shoulder blades, lower back, buttocks, thighs, knees, calves, heels and feet. Be aware of the whole physical body as you observe it. And be aware of the feeling of heaviness in the body. Any feeling of lightness. Keep on observing the body, keeping the awareness alert. Be aware of any sensations of heat. Sensations of cold. Any feelings of pain. Any feelings of pleasure in the body. Be aware of the whole body, all the feelings and sensations, and the spectator that observes. Awareness of the body, the feelings and sensations, and the spectator. Be aware of how the body becomes more peaceful and serene as the spectator observes the body, is completely aware with total detachment. When the body is not constantly subjected to thinking and reacting, and the energy of thoughts and reactions, it becomes quiet and peaceful. When the body is in the here and now, in the present moment, feel its tranquility. Observe and feel the home that is the body. See the body as home. Continue being aware of the body, the home that is the body, and feel the two doors of the home, the two nostrils. Feel the nostrils intensely, the skin at the nostrils. And you will feel the breath against the two nostrils. Feel the in-breath. Feel the out-breath. Do not alter anything in the breath. Just feel and observe the effortless breath. Keep your mind on the breath and its awareness. Do not allow it to wander or to go to sleep. Feel the in-breath. Feel the out-breath. Effortless breath. A spontaneous breath. Keep a clinical observation of the breath. Is the breath smooth or jerky? Long or short? Is it deep or shallow? Is it heavy or light? Does it feel warm or cool or neither? There are no right or wrong answers. Just observe the breath as it is experienced right now in this moment. Where do you feel the breath the most? Feel the in-breath and know that the body breathes in. Feel the out-breath and know that the body breathes out. Keep track and observe every single breath that enters and leaves the home body through the two nostrils. Is the breath more active in one nostril than the other? Or does it flow evenly in both? Feel the comfortable and soothing rhythm of the breath. It's like a soft wave within the body space. On this gentle wave of breath, visualize a soft, comfortable pillow. Feel the awareness rest on this pillow and snuggle into it. Let the awareness and the pillow move up and down with the rhythmic flow of the relaxed breath. In and out. Up and down. With the in-breath, feel the space inside of the home body. With the out-breath, feel the space outside. In-breath, the space within. Out-breath, the space outside. Awareness of the body, the breathing, and the spectator. body, the breathing, and the spectator. When the spectator simply observes the breath and allows the breath to occur spontaneously without participating or reacting to the breathing process, observe how the breath becomes a peaceful sanctuary. The detached awareness, with no reactionary thinking, and the awareness is in the here and now, a neutral witness. See how the breath becomes very restful and rhythmic. Now stay with the space within and move deep into the space inside the forehead, the Chidakash, the infinite dark space of friendly darkness. Be aware of the space as you feel it. See the space and anything that arises in it, any thoughts, forms, images. Make the distinction between observing thoughts and active thinking. We're not actively thinking. It's as if the mind space is this infinite room, and all we're doing is looking at the content, the objects in the room. At first, there may be a blank. This could be for one of two reasons. One could be a conscious or unconscious suppression of thoughts. The other could be that you're advanced in your meditation practice and have now begun to exhaust the stream of thoughts. In either case, be aware of thoughts as well as awareness of no thoughts. But do not attach your awareness to any thought or form. Let them come and go. Just be a detached spectator, clinically observing the mind space. Are the thoughts and images like a rapid river? Or are they like a slow stream? Or do they drift or hang? Are the thoughts long? Are some short? Are there thoughts about the past? Are there thoughts about the future? Is the future an extrapolation of the past that the mind creates? What is the thought content of the mind at this moment, in the present? Do you observe anxious thoughts? Painful thoughts? Joyful thoughts? Peaceful thoughts? Do not alter anything. Just observe the content of the mind as it is right now. If there is any reaction to any thought, be aware of that as well. Do not attach yourself to any thought or feeling. Be aware of the thoughts, the mind space, and the detached neutral spectator. When the spectator is aware of the thoughts, the mind space, and does not attach itself and participate and react and give energy and momentum to the thinking process, watch how the thoughts become quiet. The mind becomes tranquil. The thoughts are like clouds in the sky and have little disturbing impact. When the awareness is detached, there is no attachment that leads to reactions. With no reactive energy, the mind becomes tranquil and clear. Now observe what is around each thought. What was around each breath? What is around the body home? What is around, surrounding each thought? As we observe the body, the breath, the thoughts, we do not see what surrounds and holds each one of them. The infinite space, the silence. Now give total awareness to that silent, infinite space. Not the forms that appear and disappear, but the stability of the infinite sky. Feel it deeply and move deep, deeper into it. Deep in that space, imagine or visualize a golden egg of light, the size of your thumb, the symbol of your inner consciousness. Feel the light and its radiance. Rest within the innermost sanctuary of your home. Be aware of the words, lead me from unreal to real, from darkness to light, from death to immortality, peace, peace, peace. And then once again, be aware of the physical contours of the body home. Feel its weight and shape. Feel the clothing against the skin. And the soft air against the skin as well. Feel the hardness of the support under your body. And how your body is securely held and cradled by the support. Feel the softness of the space all around your body, hugging your body. And slowly come back to the space in which you're lying or sitting. Gently wiggle your fingers and move your hands. Your toes and your feet. Take a deep breath in, raise your hands over your head, and point the toes towards the floor as you give yourself a big stretch. exhale and relax. And if you're lying down, turn over to one side and rest there for a few moments, taking as much time as you need before sitting up and resuming your normal activities.